third perek of Peah Mishnah Zayim. This mission is continuing with the halachas that even the smallest piece of property of karka is relevant to these halachas. So the first halacha which the Mishnah is discussing is when a shrivner, a person who is sick, seriously sick for a few days, and he's concerned that he's dying, he has the right to give out his entire estate. The Chachamim made a takana that even if he did not do an actual kinyan, but if he at his deathbed, at least he was concerned that he was dying, he distributed his entire estate, then if he does die, all the ones that he gave over the property to will receive the property, even though he did not do an actual kinyan. That's halacha number one. And halacha number two is that if he becomes healthy afterwards, he gets healthy afterwards, he could go back an entire distribution and he could take it back for himself. On the other hand, if he did not distribute his entire estate, just distributed part of his estate, even though he is a shchemira, there's no special takonas, and therefore number one is the ones who he's giving it over to will acquire it only if he makes a kinyan. And if he does make a kinyan to these people, even if he becomes healthy afterwards, he will not be able to go back on the kinyan and remain by them. So according to the Chazon Shchemira, if this sick person is riding over his entire estate to other people, Shia Taka Kolshu, even if he left that one small piece of taka that he did not distribute, then does not have the special halacha of Matan Shchemira, and he would have to make a kinyan. And if he makes a kinyan, Matanot Matana, his Matana remains even if he becomes healthy afterwards. He cannot go back on the matana. If he did not leave anything for himself, he distributed his entire estate, and he became healthy afterwards, then he can retract the entire gift. It's important for us to know that this concept of giving out one's estate without making it a special kinyan is a special takana for a person who's a shrivnira. If a person wants to make a will, he should go to a rov or at least somebody that clearly knows the halacha to write a halachically acceptable will, because if he does not do so, then according to many opinions and in many circumstances, his will does not take effect halachically, which will create many problems with the eventual yoshim. The next halacha in this Mishnah is HaKosim Nechaz Levanu Nechaz Lish Tukaza Kol Shehu Yivdek Suvasa. A woman, when she gets married, and has a ksuba, which is collectible upon the termination of the marriage. If she gets divorced or the husband dies, she collects the ksuba. But if she was present at the time the husband was distributing his entire estate, and he also gave her a portion of that estate, even though it was a small portion, and she accepted it, we assume she's accepting this instead of her ksuba, and once he dies, she cannot claim the ksuba anymore. Rabbi says even less than that. Even if she was standing there when her husband was distributing his property, and she did not actually have it written up and make a kinyan on that small piece of property, she just accepted the fact that he was willing to give her a small part of the property. That itself is enough for her to be considered that she forfeited her rights to the ksuva. And this is the issue that Allah is not like a baby.